This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to watch us live, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find 13 articles that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to omit, giving you the information they don't want you to see, friends. With that said, go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on live chat, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com. You'll see us on the front page. Join us on live chat even now. Folks, if at any time you want to call in, please do. We're going to be talking about, friends, Adolf Hitler never pulled the trigger. They said that they were just doing their job. Who said that? His subordinates. We're going to be talking about the constitutionality of what an executive order actually is defined out to be. What consists within that bill? What consists, what is defined when it comes to constitutional law as to what they can do and what they can't do? We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. Now, before I get to that, friends, I want to get back to this. Just a couple days ago, we were talking about how a guy out in Hawaii, he was watching TV or heard from the mainstream media out there these long lines for the coronavirus, right? These people that were being tested. So what we did is we watched his video. And as I watched his video, I said, there it is. I knew it. And, of course, it just reaffirmed my position as to what we're dealing with. And Ron Paul's. By the way, Ron Paul is the one that actually came out 30 years in government out of Texas, as well as a medical doctor who came out and said the coronavirus was a hoax. Now, I'm saying that for a reason, because what we did is we tracked down Jason Jones. I have him online right now. And I want him to share with you, friends, as to what took place when he heard this on the mainstream media and what it was that he found once he went to the clinics. Thank you for joining us, Jason. What is it that you've seen in Hawaii, brother? I want to know, and so do 119 cities.
Well, aloha, Bradley, and aloha to everyone in the 119 cities. I can't wait till it's over, and you all come and visit us because we're going to need your help. They're crashing our state. You know, we're going to probably be hit harder than any other state. So I was in... I was on the mainland. I was promoting a new movie that I have coming out in the fall, and so I was in 9 cities across the country in 14 days. And so, and one of the meetings, I was informed that somebody I met with was exposed to the coronavirus. So I wanted to be a responsible person. Before I got home, I told my wife, because I have an elderly mother-in-law, that I would go to a hotel near my house and just hunker down until I could get tested. I got back home. First thing in the morning, my wife left my car with my car keys and some books for me to read at the front desk and a little package of food, some food for me, snacks. And I went to my hotel room. First thing in the morning, I took my reading glasses and a book that I had ordered, and I was excited that it had come in and my wife brought to the hotel. And I was prepared to be in a long line in my car for hours waiting to be tested. So I rolled up to the which I didn't mind. You know, it was great. I get some quiet time and some time to read. So I get to the testing center on a Friday, not this past Friday, but the Friday before that. And not only was there no line, there was actually nobody in front where there was testing. Yep. They had a table set up. They had the movie set constructed, but they didn't have anyone out there. They saw me standing outside. She comes out. I said, I'd like to be tested. Now, it took me aback, but at first I was excited. I wasn't mad that there weren't long lines. I was like, I guess there's no long lines. I'll be home, you know, soon. And I asked to be tested. They said, well, you know, you have to have been exposed to somebody who was positive. I said, well, I am. They said, well, you have to be sick. I said, well, I have a very bad sore throat and a cough. And they said, well, you have to have a fever. I'm like, well, I don't have a fever. Like, she's like, fill out this card. I fill out the card. Four of the five criteria, each one was supposed to get you a test. I had four of the five, but she said because I didn't have five of five, I didn't qualify.
Huh.
So what I did was, I wasn't upset yet. I said, well, can I talk to your supervisor? I'm a little confused because I wasn't.
Jason, were you filming during this time?
No, not at all. No.
Okay.
The video was from day two, and I'll tell you why I made the video. So day one, I wasn't upset at first. I said, can I talk to your manager? The manager came. I said, listen, my doctor referred me. He told me to come here for a test. I have a sore throat. I was exposed. I can't imagine too many people in Hawaii were exposed to the coronavirus at this point. If I don't qualify, who qualifies? She said, you don't qualify. I was getting ready to go to my doctor and say, test me. When an elderly woman who was obese and looked like she was about to die comes up to the testing center, and she said she has a fever. They asked her what it was. She said 99.8. She said her doctor referred her. They sent her away. They gave her a piece of paper, said call this number. So I called that number, and it told me to self-quarantine for 14 days. So I'm like, they just sent an elderly woman. They didn't get her name. They actually didn't take her temperature, which didn't strike me. I didn't think anything of it. So at this point, now I'm angry. Now it's
2 minutes, Jason. 2 minutes. 2 minutes.
Now it's about my community. So if I get it all in 2 minutes, I stayed there all day. Nine people showed up. They sent all nine away. My member of Congress tweeted my card and my predicament out to the world, Tulsi Gabbard. That got the CEO of Urgent Care to call me. She was gaslighting me while I'm there, saying, sir, we're doing the best we can with these unmanageable lines. That's why I came back on Saturday. And they did a press conference again on Saturday talking about the unmanageable lines. So I went back, thought I might have been wrong. Maybe I came in a slow period. And I sat there all day Saturday, which led to me getting smacked in the face by the CEO of Urgent Care when I was FaceTime living the abandoned Urgent Care Center that wasn't testing anyone. Because by Saturday, nobody came. There was nobody that showed up.
But they were pushing on the mainstream media. Am I right in saying this, Jason? You've seen through the networks that there was long lines for people that were being tested for the coronavirus. Yet you were actually there.
At my facility, the one I was at, they were saying that was the one that was overwhelmed. So on Saturday, I sent my friends to every Urgent Care location which we filmed. One of them was actually had the doors locked and a sign up that said they're closed. So
interesting.
4 hours after my video, my video dropped, my FaceTime live dropped, 4 hours after, and they found out that I had people filming outside all the urgent care centers, they shut down all the fake testing sites.
Okay, so the long lines didn't exist, but that's what they were pushing to the mainstream media.
Yes.
Yep, gotcha. Jason, how do people get a hold of you if they want to go ahead and check out you as to who you are and what it is that you do online?
My website is movie2movement.com. My podcast is The Jason Jones Show, and we have a movie coming out with Benjamin Watson.
This is Rob Hugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just to make clear, we had Jason Jones online, who is a resident out in Hawaii. What he got, friends, was a lot of information through the mainstream media, the news outlets there, that there was long lines for the coronavirus testing. Once he got there, there was nobody there. Once he got there, there was nobody there because the media didn't expect anybody to actually follow through with what they were promulgating, the information that they were giving to the people, friends, disseminating to the people, the masses. Okay? Well, one guy did, and that was Jason Jones. And again, what does he find? Once he gets there, there's nobody there. He starts to ask questions. Now with the camera, once he begins to ask the questions, the CEO comes out and begins to assault him. Once she seen that she was called out for who she was and what it is that she was doing, the cops came. Once the cops came, she played the victim. Nothing new under the sun. This is what these people do. She started to accuse him of what she was guilty for. And what's interesting, or guilty of, it's interesting to note that money's pouring into these urgent cares, right? And with the help of the media, everybody believed that everybody was in line to be tested for the coronavirus. They're getting paid. And guess what? Your coffers, your tax dollars are being reallocated, giving it over to urgent care and something that you didn't reallocate to in the first place, friends, only to find out that you're being defrauded. This is the kind of stuff they didn't want you to see. But again, keep in mind, he went, friends, and unbeknownst to him, as to what he was going to see. And what did he see? What he didn't expect. There was nobody there. But that's not what the media was pushing. Friends, William Randolph Hearst, I'll furnish the pictures. He said, you furnish the pictures, I'll create the war. It's exactly what they're doing. Who's creating the hysteria? Look at Ron Paul came out again. 30 years in government as a congressman in Texas. A medical doctor comes out and said the coronavirus is a hoax. Hey, friends, well, you're being told to stay home. You're being quarantined by governors and mayors and the president of the United States of America. It's more on a state level than it is federal, friends, but that's where it was initiated. Interestingly enough, You're being quarantined, and at the same time, these same governors across the United States of America are releasing criminals out of the prison system. It's not about your safety and security. I shared with you yesterday, friends, Nancy Pelosi talking about, you know, testing, testing, testing. This is how they're selling it to the American people, for your safety and for your care, right? Well, what was she doing? She was trying to append to a bill that was there to, well, as it was being sold to you, for your safety and for your care, the coronavirus testing. What was she doing? She was trying to append a bill to add more funds to go to the likes of Planned Parenthood. And OPS, Planned Parenthoods are open today, American. I shared this with you last week. What's operational today is whatever works for the agenda. Do you not understand what's going on, America? Because, in fact, that is what's taking place in the United States of America today. I got this little meme I just posted. It says, it's a little black kid telling a lady, so you're telling me if I violate the stay-at-home order, I can be arrested, but you're letting criminals out of prison so they don't get the coronavirus. Yeah, and the people that are drinking this in claim to be the good people in the United States of America. You know, as I shared on Saturday, friends, talking to people just on the streets, you don't believe the media. No. You don't trust the government because they lie to you 24/7. Yeah. They don't want to tell the truth. But I asked the question, then, who's created all this hysteria? Why are you standing 6 feet away from me? Oh, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, isn't it? Hey, folks, by the way, that is what this radio show is all about. We trust in the living God here, and the fear that is being promulgated throughout the United States of America, it drives me to Christ. And I want to tell you something. I'm so busy, I'm not even thinking about what they're doing. Studying Psalm 91 and understanding and trusting in the living God and leaving the results up to Him is what we do here. Then there's the diabolical fear where people are acting just unhinged, right? By the way, I haven't seen those unhinged people. I wanted to let you know that. I don't want to exaggerate or sensationalize what's taking place in the United States of America. I don't want to be guilty of that, friends. Okay? Just for the record. What I want to talk about today is Hitler never pulled the trigger. They said that they were just doing their job. Thomas Jefferson said, Eliot page 4, 187 through 88, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. In other words, null and void. Okay? Now, I want to recap just a little bit, and then I'm going to get to new information here. On November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. By this time, several countries were destroyed and 50 million people, 2.5% of the world's population, lost their lives, including 12 million Jews, German dissidents, gypsies, political opposition, intellectuals, and the such, friends. Okay? They were all exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. And by the way, they were all those that said that they didn't want to get involved in politics. Rather, friends, I bet they wish they had enough time at that point to get involved with politics, but now it was too late, right? Everybody lives politics. Going back to the Nuremberg trials, the world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals watched video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they didn't fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich trying to create a new world order. Okay? Read John 10:10. The thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Well, we know that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, right? We know who Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich and those that followed him, we know who their father was. And they know all the more now, face to face. And it isn't the Lord God of heaven, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, during the opening of the court proceedings, it's important to note that the prosecutor said, this was the first thing they said, the laws of God and man have been violated. It's important that I insert this into this conversation. There have been famous people that have said and have said in the past and even in the present that everything that Adolf Hitler did was legal. There wasn't anything that Adolf Hitler did that was legal. The laws of God and man have been violated. Read Exodus 18:16. And then the prosecutor goes on and says the guilty must not go unpunished. Keep in mind, there wasn't anything that Adolf Hitler did that was legal. Now, I have a question for you. Considering these statistics, who is responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's murderous biddings? I'm just curious. Because you got to keep in mind, Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. Who did? His subordinates did. And then what does his subordinates do in court? Well, they attempt to divert attention from their own murderous hands with the retort that they were all just doing their job. I'm here to tell you, friends, they were not doing their job. Listen carefully. I'm here to tell you that they were not doing their job. For if they would have been, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler and his subordinates in resisting him and his tyrannical regime's directives. Okay? And so it is for us in this country. I want to say this again. I'm here to tell you that during the Nuremberg trials, all of those that followed Adolf Hitler's rule and followed his lead blindly, they all said that they were just doing their job. Not a one of them was doing their job. Not a one of them. Bradley, what are you getting to? Well, you're just going to have to listen. If it weren't for them, his subordinates, following blindly behind the likes of an Adolf Hitler, the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. Read Proverbs 14:12 when you get a moment. See, because if they were truly doing their duty, they would have thrown off the likes of Adolf Hitler. Not the German Constitution in upholding the law that would have, in fact, condemned Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. We're hearing much of the same things today in America. Well, we're just doing our job. No, you're not. Well, we're just taking orders from the commander-in-chief. Let me ask you, does it comply with constitutional law? Well, I don't know, but I got to take the directives from the commander-in-chief regardless of what he says. Really? That's news to me. This is in Germany, but I'll tell you what, in America, people are, especially subordinates in the United States of America in government capacity, are falling in line, emulating of that and those that we have seen back in the 1930s. Because they're blindly following along, they're not asking any questions, they're waiting for orders, and then when the orders are given, they don't go back to the Word of God or to the Constitution to see if what they are doing is lawful or unlawful. That's not their job. They swore to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. Did they not? Yes, they did. With their hand on the Bible. Did they or did they not? Yes, they did. Against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay? Oh, folks, wait a second. This is just a preface. We're just starting this program today. I want you to think, friends. I want you to think for the very purpose that I do not want history to repeat itself in America. Because at the end of the day, if it does, we're doing this to ourselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. as far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Ford Motor Company is not going to be reopening plants as early as they hoped due to the coronavirus. The original plan by Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler was to keep the facilities closed until March 30th while they underwent a deep cleaning. The closures not only affect plants in the United States, but also Canada and Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If at any time you want to call in, please do add to, take away, pro or con. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can watch us on YouTube. Go over there, join us on live chat, or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Just want to keep you abreast as to what's taking place across the country, just to show you people out there that not everybody's drinking the CIA controlled mainstream media's Kool-Aid, okay? The very useful idiots that 94% of you declare that you don't believe, right? Crowds are packed in California beaches, defying the governor's order. You can go online and look at the pictures. The beaches are packed in California. The beaches are packed in Florida. They're packed up in, in Washington State. And it's absolutely astounding, friends. You know, the fact of the matter is the people are going to do what the people are going to do. And regardless of what this communist in California has to say, or in any other state, they have no constitutional authority to tell you what you're supposed to do or how you're supposed to do it. Because that delegated authority has never been given them in the process of them delegating that which has never been given, right? What does the Declaration of Independence say? They derive their just powers from what? The consent of we the people. Did we delegate to them and give them authority to do the things that they're doing today? Absolutely not. Remember, it's for our care and our safety, right? Folks, consider what's going on behind closed doors. Senators dropping their stock before the coronavirus explodes. What do they know? Well, they know what you don't know. If you got your eyes closed and your head stuck in the sand, That's why you don't understand what's going on. That's why you're not in the know. If you're in the know, you're paying attention and going from dot to dot, friends, because what you'll find more than not is they're exposing themselves at every given turn. Just yesterday, they were on the federal floor. What were they doing, friends? Oh, they were talking about this relief bill for the American people. And at the same time, another representative, a senator, gets up and starts to reprimand them, right? We're supposed to believe. He starts to reprimand them and say, how did this just go from us taking care of the people, right? Again, they've got their roles backwards, to the new Green Deal. Friends, if it's really about us, then why is it that we continuously find them doing the opposite of what they say that they're doing and what they're initiating? Because they're looking out for themselves and they're looking out for special interest groups. They're not looking out for me and you. Okay? And don't forget, Donald Trump even came out, yesterday? Or the day before, and he told the American people, don't worry about it, we got the military on the streets, and they're going to assault this virus. They're going to take this virus down. Really? Oh, and there's some people that just went right along with that. How does that make sense? It's exactly what he said. Going back to this article, friends, Hitler never pulled the trigger. His subordinates said that they were just doing their job. I'm here to tell you, no, they weren't doing their job. They were not doing their job. Because if they were, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler and his, what? His Third Reich, the SS and his Third Reich. The people that were blindly following behind Hitler, remember, did the killing for him. And if they were actually doing their job, they would have stood up against Adolf Hitler and his subordinates. And the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. I want you to think about that, friends, because it's what we're seeing in America today. It's what we're seeing in America today. Let me say it this way. Prevention would have been better than cure. If the people of Germany, 80 million people in that country during that particular time, back in the 20s and 30s, if they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler after his first violation of constitutional law, they would have never had a Holocaust. Just think about that. Now let's take it to America. In a time of propaganda and fear that's being pushed on the people, you see it all day long, many are speculating if this government, the American government, is going to roll out into martial law. By the way, we have guns, the gun sales skyrocketing right now to show you that not everybody's drinking in the Kool-Aid. And the fact of the matter, friends, is we are hearing much of executive orders coming out from the president as well as governors and mayors across the country. But how much of it is constitutional? What's an executive order and are they constitutional? The United States presidents, by the way, for all of you guys out there that know more than I do, I'm pulling this and extracting this directly from the law books, okay? And I'm not talking about modern law. I'm talking about from what our forefathers established, just so you know. The United States President issues executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. Federal government is a creature of the states. The states are not creatures of the federal government. That's important that you understand that. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated law, found within the United States of the Constitution, right? It's like as a judge, what is their job to do? Article 3, Section 1. They're to make reference. They're to discover the law and apply the law. They're not to play the activist. They're not to legislate. They're a referee that is merely discovering what is written according to God's law, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, based on common law in the United States of America, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. Going forward. Or made pursuant to act of Congress, the representatives of the American people, that's who Congress is, they are our voice, that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, that's called delegated legislation, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies. Executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws state, friends, nor are judges there to be the standard or play the standard by which they are to be judged. Okay? In other words, they are not above the law. They do not act arbitrarily. It's already written. Remember John Locke? He said, where the law ends, tyranny begins. What law? What did he point his finger to? Again, back to the Mosaic Institution. Okay, so judges are there to judge the standard by which they are judged by and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the constitutions. Now listen, this is important. There is no constitutional provision or statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Let me say it again. We're hearing a lot of this today. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, take care that the laws be faithfully executed, made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment, which is found in Article 2, Section 4. Write these down. Most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties, the intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive to carry out their delegated duties as well as the normal operations of the federal government. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal of office, okay? I'm going to reiterate that, but I'm going to show more specificity concerning the law, okay? And I'll direct you right to it. An executive order of the president must find support in the Constitution. If it does not, it is null and void. It is null and void. Either in a clause granting the president specific power or by delegation of power by Congress to the president. Consider firstly now that the Declaration of Independence, the preamble or the seedbed to the U.S. Constitution, that we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal under God, right? That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, they work for us, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. But we are in this together, and we are all ruled by the same God and the same law, like it or not. Okay? Like it or not. With that said, it's the job of the president. The president is not above the law. He's not a law unto himself. The governors, the mayors, listen carefully, the military men, our brothers and our sisters, our dads, our uncles, our grandpas, our neighbors, that's who our military is, friends. And the police, the same thing with the police, are to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. They are not there to tear them down in obedience to what a dictator says outside of his scope of authority. Because when you read Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, it's this simple. Those that represent us shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. When you go to Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, it says the senators and representatives before mentioned and the members of the several state legislatures and all the executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by what? Oath of affirmation to support this Constitution, not to tear it down and to recreate it in a global image. Okay? Article 6, Section 2. So in other words, it's not their job to take on constitutional orders. And I'm talking about, first of all, the president, if he gives them, hey folks, they're to be resisted. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Remember our forefathers that established our founding documents, in which I'm highlighting even now? They're the ones that threw off a tyrant that would not be ruled by God, that many of the good people, as they call themselves in this country, that allow evil to prevail, are taking every given order because he's got their favorite jersey on. Shame on you. That is not patriotic. That's idiotic. It's not their job. And I'm talking about governors, mayors, military, the police, and other agencies, friends, that swore to uphold the Constitution. It is not their job to take unconstitutional orders. And if it were to happen, it is then their duty and their obligation to stand against and resist such an order in dealing with the domestic enemies, even if it is the president, the governors, the mayors. And by the way, if the laws are upheld, the innocent will not be violated. Hello. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Doug Hagman here. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current future generations. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. I'm going to take Jeff really quick. Welcome to the show, my friend. Will you do me a favor? I got much to cover before the end of the segment, but thank you for calling in, and what say you?
Bradley, every time that we step down and let them do their executive orders, let them, like currently, every time these poor idiot sheeple are hiding themselves in the house because they call a quarantine, They are doing just what the Constitution says. They are giving their consent of the government to do what they want to do. So, you know,
that's exactly right.
The blame is us. We're the blame.
That's right. Well, as they say, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. And it's exactly right. And it's like I've been sharing, and I can't reiterate this point enough, but it's like when you go outside, you can talk 9 times out of 10, people are going to agree with what we're talking about right now. That's not sensationalized. It's not far-fetched in any sense of the word. But what's interesting is when you begin to ask them, I was just at the post office this morning again, and a lady walked around me, and I just chuckled, and she heard me chuckle. And I just said, people, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? The people that don't believe the media and they don't trust the government, ask the question, the people that say they don't believe them, which is 94% of them, you ask them the question, then why all the hysteria? Guess what? They feel self-condemned. They look stupid to the rest of the world. And oh my goodness, can you imagine being one of their kids? Wait a second. My dad always talks about how you can't trust the government. The media doesn't know how to tell the truth. And I'm trying to sit here while Dad and Mommy are all freaking out about this virus, and they don't believe the people that told them it. I mean, this is how ridiculous it looks, man. Yeah, I agree, Jeff. They're told they're an embarrassment, and I'm ashamed of what they're not ashamed of.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've had conversations upon Facebook with the useful idiots that they have out there swearing at everything that they're telling them about this so-called virus, and nobody says the same thing. The CDC says one thing, the World Health Organization says another thing, and then you've got the INH says another thing. About how it's contracted and how you can stay away. Nowhere, what gets me is nowhere in the CDC or any of them that says 6 feet distance.
Yeah, they're creating statistics.
It's beyond me. You go into stores and they've out, Walgreens has now taken and put little squares in their aisles, in their lines, to keep you while you're waiting in the register 6 feet apart.
Yep, that's right. Thank you for the call, Jeff. I totally appreciate you, brother. Yeah, it's also interesting to note, just out of recollection, friends, at the beginning of the week, we played some audio from Donald Trump's top, his DHS director. He's the guy that's supposed to keep us safe, right? And this is for the new listeners, friends. And it's interesting to note that during that congressional grilling, as they call it, or as to how they've been desensitized concerning the American people to believe it's a grilling, he couldn't answer the questions. I'll get that information for you. It's absolutely astounding. How many times has this been played out and the American people just fall in line with it? Now, I want to reiterate this. I haven't seen none of it. I've seen absolutely zero hysteria. The only hysteria I've seen is coming from the mainstream media. And we just had Jason Jones on earlier, and I played his audio yesterday, where he was trying to figure out as to what was happening in the state of Hawaii alone. He was listening to the mainstream media, and what were they pushing? Fear, fear, fear. All these long lines of people getting tested for the coronavirus. He goes there on day two with his camera and finds out that there's absolutely nobody there. He sends his friends out throughout the state of Hawaii, only to find that other clinics were closed down. But guess what, friends? Those clinics are sucking the coppers dry at the American people, aren't they? Yep, they are. See, the media was helping them rob the coffers. They were helping them create the hysteria, the pandemonium, the fear, which paralyzes. By the way, the fear of the Lord goes just the exact opposite. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, right? We trust in the Lord, Psalm 91, period. What did Bonhoeffer say? He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. In understanding his word, they trust in the Lord with all their hearts and lean not to their own understanding, and in all their ways they acknowledge him. Folks, you talk to real Christians today, they're not even paying attention to what the media is saying. They're living their lives right now. And by the way, I just shared with you during the last segment what's going on at the beaches in California, at the beaches in Florida, in other beaches throughout the United States of America. They're defying the governor's orders and they're living their lives. That's exactly what they should be doing. We're talking about right now, in contrast, Hitler never pulled the trigger. His subordinates did, and they said that they were just doing their jobs. People in America are afraid of these executive orders and how the president's rolling out the military on the streets. Keep in mind, at the same time, simultaneously, governors are releasing criminals from prisons at the same exact time. And if you dare leave your house in some states, they're threatening you to be arrested. Well, they're releasing prison. Folks, come on. This is confusion by design, and it's because we left off the Lord. Daniel 9:7. Read it when you get a moment. I want to finish this up. I was just talking about how the president, the governors, the mayors, the military men, and the police are family members, right? They're to uphold the enumerated laws found in the U.S. Constitution. They're not authorized, or they were not given authority from we the people to tear down the Constitution and an attempt to recreate it in a global order. They're not given that authority from we the people. But this is what they're doing. Let me ask you, is it right to lie? No. Is it right to steal? No. Is it right to kill? No. The same ones that are advocating all of this stuff are the ones that are acting outside of their scope of authority today and pushing unlawful and unconstitutional orders in so many different directions. And always keep in mind when the big story in the mainstream media, look the other direction because something else is going on. They're trying to distract you from something. Oh, and rest assured, friends, they've already been caught. They've been popped. They've been exposed, Luke 12:2. Over and over and over again. Nobody wants to pay attention to that. Concerning all the little sheeple that are just following close in behind, blindly following them right to the ditch. Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind. They'll all end up in the ditch, and they are. And they're being, their coffers are being robbed, and they're praising the same administration that's doing the robbing. You can't make it up. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. If you're going along with the media's hysteria, you're in the minority. You can rest assured. You're in the minority, and you need to get your bearings set. Get in the Word of God, right? We weren't given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So, going back, it's not their job to take unconstitutional orders. And if it were to happen, if the president gives an unconstitutional order, yes, I said it. If the president, governors, mayors, the military men, or the police, or any other agency in any serving capacity in government in America today gives an unconstitutional order, it is their duty and obligation to stand up against and resist such an order in dealing with the domestic enemies, even if it is the president, the governors, the mayors. Oh, Bradley, that's rebellion. No, that's obedience. That's the definition of what a patriot is. That is definitely the embodiment of what Christians do. They stand against the tyrants. We're called to overcome evil by being good. Romans 12:21. Furthermore, our said representatives cannot violate anyone. This is important. Our said representatives cannot violate anyone if one is given to violate the law for them. In other words, if good people that uphold the Constitution because they're good in the face of all tyranny, nobody's going to be able to violate an innocent individual because the law is there to protect as well. In fact, it puts them, presidents, governors, mayors, police, whoever, it puts them into a position to be removed and charged for the crime of transgressing the Constitution that they're supposed to uphold. Remember Nuremberg trials? Remember after the crimes were committed and all those people were murdered? They called them crimes against humanity. That's exactly right. Crime is transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Read Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Too often we have seen representatives in government capacity that have been entrusted with power to turn and violate laws which they have swore to uphold, Romans 13:3. Our founding forefathers and architects made bold and clear statements in our founding documents as to what they defined as to what could and couldn't be done by those who represented us. William Pitt said, unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those who possess it. And this I know, my lords, that where the law ends, tyranny begins. Now, what I'm going to do, friends, is I'm going to pick this up and do part two tomorrow, and I'm going to bring about what our forefathers established, because if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then again, it is simply null and void. Let's start saying it together, friends. Null and void. Null and void. Because, again, there is no judicial interpretation, and there is no compromise nor debate when it comes to the laws, friends, and the freedoms in which we have, in which so many sacrificed to give themselves that we might have that freedom. Let's magnify the same laws as they did, friends.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.